This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a conundrum at the heart of the tax plan that Republicans in Congress and the White House are starting their push on. It kind of goes like this. On the one hand, the GOP says the economy is lousy and really, really needs the economic boost that tax cuts would bring. On the other, Janet Yellen and the gang at the Fed say the economy's doing okay. It's not great, but it's okay. And oh yeah, they're raising interest rates to keep things under control. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains that disconnect.
For a while now, the Fed's message has been the economy's doing pretty well, and it's time to phase out the extraordinary support that it put in place during the financial crisis, like ultra-low interest rates. As the unemployment rate has dropped, it started to worry prices will rise. Here's a little monetary policy refresher, courtesy of Eric Leeper, professor at Indiana University.
As the Fed tries to fight inflation by raising interest rates, the goal there is to make it more costly for people to borrow and therefore try to reduce their spending.
But now enter the GOP and its tax plan, which looks like it may bring some hefty tax cuts, though TBD on the details.
The tax cut, assuming that people spend some of that tax cut, is going to translate into higher demand.
Increased spending on goods and services, that may push prices up, a.k.a. inflation.
Which is precisely what the Fed is trying to avoid. And so you have one policy authority trying to discourage spending and another policy authority trying to encourage spending.
Sort of a tug of war between the Fed and Congress.
So you mean our monetary policy and fiscal policy working at cross purposes here?
Yeah, that's another way to put it, from Michelle Girard, chief U.S. economist at NatWest Markets. And she thinks, no.
It's sort of a handing off of the baton. We have for so long been forced to really rely on almost singly monetary policy to help give the economy a boost. And now the Fed can begin to scale back what it's done, and fiscal policy can pick up more of the slack.
But is there still slack to pick up? Does the U.S. economy still need this kind of support? Carl Tannenbaum, chief economist with Northern Trust.
The timing is somewhat questionable. The United States economy has expanded for 8.5 years. The unemployment rate is at a very low level. That does not paint a picture of an economy that's in need of extensive stimulus.
He says 5 years ago, sure. Now, not so much. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.